Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Kubi's Sausage House, and Kubi's Game Processing in Dallas, where I get all my game processed, and the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma. Well, friends, last week we had my buddy Bill Carey, Guide Bill Carey with Striper Express on. Normally I like to get Bill on at least a couple of times a month to give us patterns on stripers and tell us what's going on in the world of striper fishing at Lake Texoma. Well, Bill was on last week talking big stripers, and it hasn't stopped. So we've got Bill back again. We're going to talk about they've been catching some big stripers for Texoma or any lake in Texas, and that's what we're going to talk about. Bill, the action continues. I know you need to lead off with good morning.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
Yes, sir. I get a kick out of that. I need to remember to set you up for that opening. It's getting to be a legendary opening. Bill, like I say, I know you might think, well, this is a broken record. I'm going to be saying what I did last week. But the bottom line is the big striper bite is still going. I think y'all 20 pounds or something and then a bunch of double digit, right?
It's just amazed me. It has amazed me. We've had 4 more 20s since last week, and we've got some in the low teens, and we've even got some in 15, 16-pound fish. It just amazes me. I'll explain.
Yeah.
We had a flood. You know what?
Yep.
And folks, we had a flood 6 years ago. It was called the Flood of 15, and it took me several years to realize how many fish we lost. Now, we came off our biggest big fish winter. It started December 28th of 14, and we caught a 29-pounder, and then we caught them in January. We caught them in February. I didn't start recording until March, and we caught 32 fish over 20 pounds. Now, it started raining in April. It didn't quit for 30 days. This is Lake Texoma. This is the Red River Valley dammed up. It's a flood control lake. So we had our historic 45-foot rise. I've been here for 3 out of 4 of them. And it took me 4 or 5 years to think, I guess we just lost them all. But now, it seems like the cold weather makes these fish show up. And we target them. And I'll be quiet.
No, you don't be quiet. Well, I've got some more information to elk out of you there, Bill. I don't understand it either. And I know that's what you're alluding to. The snow stripers, those 24-pounders, they were in there in August, too, and through the fall. And they're there. But the bite, for that big fish bite, in the winter, a blue catfish. Now, I don't know if you could compare the two, but they're both fish and they live in fresh water, you know. Mm-hmm. But the blue catfish bite, you can catch a 60-pound blue in August, you know, maybe.
But the jug lining in the winter is what I was saying. You just nailed it.
And rod and reel fishing like Tawakoni, you know, a lot of people. All the trophy blue catfish people fish in the wintertime.
Right.
I don't know, but what you're telling me, what's happening right now at Texoma, the big stripers, those old big ones, I can't begin to guess why. I don't think you can either after 150 years of guy. Just kidding. After all those years of guiding for them, Bill. But the bottom line is we can't figure it out, but it's happening right now. Let's talk about how your guides are catching them, you know, what kind of technique. Yeah.
Yeah, well, folks, first of all, we target these fish. It is structure fishing. And just like trying to find that elusive largemouth, it's on main lake points, ditches. And if you've got a sunny day, that water in the back of those creeks will warm up 2 to 3 degrees, and something about that makes those fish move. And they'll be in that 7 to 10 foot water. And our big fish are coming right between 7 to 20 foot. So it's amazing. And, you know, of course, this is artificial lure fishing, folks.
Yep. And, that leads me to quiz you maybe about the baits and the way you present the baits to hook up these big ones.
Right. Well, you know, folks, when we use a soft plastic, everybody knows what a sassy shad is. It has a paddle tail. Some of my guides use them, but most of them have gone to the Roadrunner, our big fish bait, with a 6-inch, sometimes 9-inch, white curl tail worm. that paddle bait makes too much vibration in the winter. Everything slows down, even we do. The bait, the fish, and we like the fluke, which is a fork tail on a 3/4 ounce head, and we like the Roadrunner. It's our go-to big fish bait.
Those are baits that traditionally and still work every year after year. Is the thinking on that, Bill, they slow down the slower vibration in those baits opposed to like the paddle tail or what? You think that might be the reason they're working better?
I do.
Okay. So those stripers are accustomed right now not to chasing shad that are like lightning. They've just slowed down to mock speed,
That's right.
Okay. Now, that makes plenty of sense.
And the retrieve.
Yes. How about that?
Folks, when you reel, you have to stop, start, rip, stop, let it fall, pick it up with your rod, keep your line tight when you drop it. It is true finesse fishing. They will hit like a crappie. And I told people for 25 years that I got it, when we threw that rod tip, just moving in, it's like a crappie. We joked. The customer would have a time-elapsed hook set. And if he was lucky, he got the fish. And we got the fish in the boat, I'd pull his leg and go, Luke, what was your first indication you had a strike?
Yep.
If he missed him, I would say, what just happened there was that fish isn't hitting that bait going 40 miles an hour. He does just like a largemouth. He goes, sucks it in. And when you feel something, that's the back of his throat. And he goes, tooey. And if you don't hit him right there, that was a miss.
That is, if I don't get any more out of the tips that you're giving, that right there is worth $1 million if you own your hook set.
That's it.
So if you can picture that bait is not in a dry fish's mouth. It's engulfed in water. And that fish sucks not only the bait, but he's got his mouth full of water, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, if it were just a dry, if he were on dry land, you had a hook in its mouth, and chances are it'd be a lot easier to stick the barb or the hook in the fish's mouth. Mm-hmm. But if he's got all that, all he's got to do, like you say, is just like a, well, pardon the expression, but an old timer with a big wad of chewing tobacco, right?
Exactly.
He expels, and that water pushes the bait out. That's hard to do, though, Bill. It's easier said than done unless you do it very frequently. That subtle, when you do feel that little tick or whatever, you're thinking of a big old striped bass. You're thinking about him jerking that rod, right out of your hand, and he's going to do that once that hook's hit or tries to.
Yeah, once he knows he's got a hook in him, the fight is on, but it is a crappie hit.
Yes. Okay. So that right there will help a lot of fishermen, a lot of them. So, is this? I know you guys have probably got shallower flats that you fish, but basically you're looking on a warmer day. It sounds like you're looking for maybe not out in the deepest channel. You're looking for a bit shallower water.
That's right. The deepest for the dead stick, and the trophy hunting we're doing is on structure. And like I said, about 20 foot is about as deep as they come. That's about it.
Okay, good. Now, it would be nice to spend just a little time talking about the dead sticking right now, Bill. Now, that's your, to be quite frank with you, I love to catch big fish, but I like to take take a limit of those eaters back, too.
Sure.
That's working big time on that, the dead sticking. Are the thumpers,
thumping
the bottom of the boat to create sound?
Captain Dave got back in town. He went to Christmas and got back a week ago Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he is fishing those thumpers and that dead sticking, and he is putting fish in the box.
Yeah, okay. So, and that, of course, I've done some of that with you, and we actually filmed a Sportsman's Life there with you doing some of that. Honestly, we caught fish like that, but that was just at the cusp of the beginning of the cold weather dead sticking program.
That's correct. It really starts in January. We did it in December.
Yes, I know. And we caught some fish, and I was looking for to technique and pictures and all that for the article and for our filming too. Well, so that's good. And those baits, if you're going to dead stick, Bill, what would you? About the same baits, or are you going
to
shift?
What's the best way to say this? I would say if you laid your baits out that we dead stick with, it would look like red, white, and blue. I mean, bright colors, fluorescent colors, glows. You know, you took pictures of them. They're bright.
Yep, yep. Yes. But they're, you know, jig heads with soft plastics is a good way to describe
it. Yeah, that's what we're using, folks. Jigs, all artificial.
Yep, that's right. Well, Bill, I know you've got probably got a lot of them lining up down at the dock right now. Need I say more than just Striper Express, Lake Texoma? You might leave your phone number. People might want to call you. Yeah.
Well, we're pretty easy to find, folks. And MT's always in the office most of the time. She's a great gal to get you fixed up. We got lodging. We got the stuff. But yeah, just find a Striper Express anywhere you look.
Very good. Well, Bill, who knows? We may be back next week. No telling what's going to happen on this big fish bite. But if not, we'll be within a couple of weeks. I'll have you back talking striper fishing.
All righty.
Folks, this segment is brought to us by Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Kubi's Game Processing in Dallas, Air Force Air Guns, and the 22.5 Mechanical Frog. Check out this awesome topwater bait by going to mechanicallure.com.